Now, you all know the story of Rudolph, the reindeer with the glowing red nose who led Santa's sleigh through a foggy Christmas Eve. Well, a few Christmases later, Santa was in trouble again.
Ho, ho, holy hell! The elves are on strike!
We want our shoe bells tuned!
There's no time!
So Santa sent good old Rudolph out in search of a last-minute supply of toys to stock his sleigh.
Golly, where should I start looking?
Why don't you try that mysterious, foreboding island shrouded in an ominous mist and emanating wails of abject misery? Ho, ho, ho!
Okay.
I'll call in the Oompa Loompa scabs.
So Rudolph set off, and in no time at all, that scarlet-schnozzed ruminant landed on the shore of the mysterious island. Hermit crabs scuttled along the sand wearing Burger King Pokemon balls, as seagulls choking on giggle sticks flew overhead.
Wow, what is this place?
Well, 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 we have a celebrity here. Santa must be pretty hard up to send someone like you to some place like this.
Who are you guys?
I'm Squeeze Me Bear. This is Jingle Frog, Peekaboo Clown, Hippolotta Fun, Curiosity Snail, Action Copter Happy Bird, and See-Through Loco. Damn it, Loco.
Hey, I know these toys. Weren't you all subject to recall for safety concerns?
Recall is a funny word, Rudolph. It can mean different things, good and bad.
Really?
Why, sure. The misty-eyed grown-ups recall how they'd play with lawn darts and clacker balls back in the day. Till somebody took all their cap guns away to the island of recalled toys. Recall Chicken Limbo, recall Micronauts, recall Water Wiggles and Clippity Clops. They were raided by cops, confiscated from shops to the island of recalled toys.
So, why were you recalled? Hippolotta Fun?
I have a small knob. It's a choking hazard. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, and Jingle Frog?
I have a string. Let's just say, some kids can't handle their string. Ribbit.
And why were you recalled, Curiosity Snail?
Really? You curious?
How about you, Squeeze Me Bear?
Well, I have a wire inside me that could potentially poke out. That makes me banned under the Federal Hazardous Substances Act. Do you know how hard it is getting a job with a felony on your record?
I do, but that's another story.
No injuries were ever reported for a Squeeze Me Bear, but they took me away from my owner, a little girl named Melanie. She cried until her parents bought her a puppy.
That's so sad.
I hope it ate her face.
But who would do such a thing?
Well, just at that moment, an official Chopper 9, a delightful toy recalled in 1984 due to 4 incidents of eye gouging and face lacerations, descended from the sky.
I think you're about to meet our fearless leader.
That would be me.
Oh, God, my eye!
I am called the Overprotector, and I am the caretaker of this land.
So, you brought all these toys here?
Of course I did! Someone has to think of the children! Perilous playthings, these treacherous trinkets. Deceptively deadly, though you'd never think it. A child could eat it, insert it or drink it. So think of the girls and the boys. I've gathered the dive sticks with risk of impalement. The toy trains that topple in flaming derailment.
I still don't know what Curiosity Snail meant.
It's the island of recalled toys. You can't count on children to care for themselves. They just don't have the mental acuity. When the muse strikes, then the dumbest of tykes block their windpipes with rare ingenuity. Toy chests which double as child guillotines, plastic goo bubbles containing benzene. These nefarious knickknacks are now only seen on the island of recalled toys.
Don't listen to him, Rudolph. Most of these toys never hurt anybody.
Balderdash, we've done studies. Every toy here is potentially dangerous.
Every toy ever is potentially dangerous. A Navy SEAL learns 10 different ways to kill a man with a Nerf football.
That's different. I'm talking about toys with small parts or lead.
Small parts and lead. Small parts and lead.
Shut up!
Alrighty.
These magnetic menaces,
they're just Polly Pockets and toy phones
with cords that fit into wall sockets.
Galactica spaceships
with throat-seeking rockets.
Santa
that melts and destroys.
Okay, but look at these innocent Barbie sunglasses.
Their glitter's afloat in petroleum acids. It burns when it's swallowed, and worse when it passes.
They shouldn't be drinking their toys. Kids tend to learn from each cut, scratch, and burn, from every new toy that they try out. So just let them play. What the hell? What the hey? What's the harm?
Well, they might shoot their eye out.
Well, the kids need their presents to save Christmas Day. I've a mission to do, so I'll be on my way. 'Cause you know very well I can't fill Santa's sleigh from the island of recalled toys. Sorry, guys. Good luck. Maybe civilization will collapse and there'll be post-apocalyptic Mad Max kids to play with you or something. Bye!
Wait a minute! What's that tag say?
Nothing.
Hey! You're not a high-quality, officially licensed Rankin-Bass Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer action figurine from the Memory Lane line of Playing Mantis toys at all! You're a knockoff!
Well, I...
Where were you made? Indonesia? Mexico?
I don't have to say anything.
We have slip-and-slides here. Do you know how easy it is to use one of those as a waterboard?
Zhenzhou Province, People's Republic of China.
Aha! Now let's stick that shiny painted nose of yours into this gas chromatograph spectrometer, shall we?
Uh-oh.
Oh, you're not going anywhere, mister.
Golly, whiz.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a slightly toxic nose, and if a child licked it, possibly they'd be exposed. All of the other reindeer have a microfiber fill. Rudolph is stuffed with phthalates, and the fumes could probably kill. FDA, CPSC, and FTC all say,
Rudolph, with your nose so vile, you will never leave this aisle.
But wait a minute. What about Santa? What about the elves? What about the toys? What about the children?
Oh, ho, ho! Screw it, they all get socks.
Coming up at 11, a Christmas Day tragedy as a young boy chokes to death on his socks.